Nathan's girl alongside Brown's second-round pick, offensive lineman Austin Corbett from Nevada. Austin, welcome to Cleveland.
It's awesome. You know, I've never been over here, so just, you know, the flight in and the bus ride over, I'm just trying to look at everything as much as possible, and it's been awesome so far.
What's it been like? What's kind of been the message to you from the coaches now you guys are getting here, getting ready to get into this rookie minicamp?
I think it's just trying to, like, you know, establish the culture that we have here and just trying to make sure all these new guys understand it and what this team's about and how much of a swing this team's about to make, and really just trying to get everyone on the same page as fast as possible because time's of the essence here.
You know, for me, it's kind of like deja vu. It was 4 years ago when Joel Bitonio was the 35th pick in the draft. You're the 33rd pick in the draft coming out of Nevada. Is it kind of nice to have a big brother like that already here in the system playing at a high level for the Browns?
Absolutely. I mean, you're coming into such, you know, a high profession where you don't really know what's going to happen. You know what's going to go on. And to have him, it's already been incredible and a lot of help. And he's just going to make this transition so awesome and so easy for him. And he's just such a great guy. And, you know, his willingness to do so because, I mean, he wants to win. He hasn't really gotten many since he's been here. So I know he's going to do whatever he can to get that happen.
I remember talking to you draft night. You said he was in Nevada on draft day, right? Did he tell you beforehand? Did he know you were going to be a Brown beforehand?
No. So, you know, he was in Reno for the spring game. And I saw him Friday morning, and I was working out just trying to kill time, and, you know, he came into our new weight room and just looking around, and, you know, we were talking about things, but, you know, this conversation never came up that we could end up together, and it's just crazy.
Were you surprised when you got the call, or did you have a pretty good feeling that you were going to end up a Cleveland Brown?
I had no idea.
None.
Yeah, you know, like, I didn't talk to, you know, Cleveland or the coaching staff that much through this whole process, and so when I got the call, it was just unexpected, and, you know, talking to Joel, he said the same thing. It's like, they're sneaky. Like, they didn't talk to him either. And so it's just funny how it all worked out.
Pretty big honor to go 33rd because in some ways, you know, they had a whole day. People are calling, wanting to trade for that pick. And they said, no, we're staying here. You're our guy. What did that mean to you?
Honestly, I don't even think it's hit me yet. This whole thing's just been so crazy and everything's happened so fast. And to get that call, you know, that first pick in the second round, that's so much more than I ever thought. You know, my whole, you know, thought was just to get drafted. That's all I was fighting for, you know, coming as a walk-on, like, things just aren't guaranteed. And so to get that, it's just such a huge honor, and it means more than I can say.
Have you and Baker talked about the fact that you guys are both walk-ons, and now here you are the first pick and the 33rd pick in the 2018 NFL draft, and now you're going to be teammates and you're going to be protecting them for hopefully many, many years to come?
Yeah, you know, we haven't got the chance to get there yet, but it's, I can already see just kind of how he carries himself. You know, we have that same mentality of nothing's guaranteed. You know, it's just the things you have to do when you're a walk-on, it's different, and I can see that's how he carries himself, and so I know, you know, we're very similar in that, right?
Have they talked to you about where you're going to play? Because that's all the fans want to know. Is he a left tackle? And I know you played there very effectively at Nevada. Is that kind of the plan in the rookie minicamp, to give you reps out there at the left tackle spot?
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of starting right now, but at the same time, they said I'm going to be moving everywhere, so yeah, I still don't know, and I'm just trying to get ready for everything, learn all the positions that I can, and just give myself the best shot to, you know, end up wherever they suit best for me.
So I saw a quote from you that said you like to break your opponent's will. Talking to you, you seem like a very nice guy, but then watching your tape, I saw a karate chop where I thought you broke somebody's arm. You've done some crazy things out there. How do you kind of flip that switch to go from the very nice man that's in front of me to somebody who wants to break other grown men's will?
I don't know. It's so easy. You know, there's a lot of negativity in this world, and I just want to try to, you know, bring it up and be as positive as I can, but between those lines, it's different. There's rules, but there's things you can do within those rules. And I got a job to get done, and I'm going to get it done. So it's, I don't know how I do it. It's weird, but when I'm out there, it's a different being for sure.
You're a different person out there, huh?
Yeah, it's fun. That's what I love to do. There's nowhere else in this world you're allowed to do this. And, you know, otherwise, you're going to end up in prison somewhere. So this is awesome. It's just be able to do that and not get in trouble. You know, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing you out there. Last one, if there's one thing you want to say to the Browns fans, what would it be?
Oh, man, just thank you. Just thanks for having me and the love and support I've gotten already. It's awesome, and I'm so excited to be here in Cleveland. And, you know, I just know Doc Pound's going to be going crazy, and I'm just so excited to be here.
Well, Austin, welcome, and best of luck to you.